The Chorus chat for Mishnah for Misha and a Mumcha. If someone is not an expert in determining whether something is a permanent blemish or not, Vara Esa Bechor, and I show the firstborn animal to him, V'nishchat al piv, and it's then slaughtered on his instructions. He says, yes, it's got a blemish, and the blemish is permanent. So they go ahead, the Kohen goes ahead, and he slaughters the animal on this person's instructions. And then it comes out that the person's actually not an expert. He's not authorized by a court or the Nasi, the head in Eretz Israel, and therefore he wasn't permitted to determine that this animal has a permanent blemish or not. So says the Mishnah, Hareze Yekaver, the animal has to be buried. We can't get benefit from the carcass. Vishalami Baiso, and this person who is not an expert, he has to pay the Kohen, he has to pay the Kohen from his own property. He basically has to compensate the Kohen because he should not have declared the animal to have a blemish. He's not an expert. Dan esadin zaka esachav vechav esazaka. In a similar kind of case, if a person holds himself out to be an expert and it comes out that he's not, so it comes out afterwards that he's unauthorized, but he's judged a matter of law and he's found somebody guilty, or tima esatara, he's found something pure, vatir esatama, or impure. So he's declared a verdict, he's declared something clean, pure, or he's declared something impure, etc. So what do we do in this case over here when we find out afterwards that he's not actually an expert and should have not have declared, he should not have passed judgment over there. It says the Mishnah Masha Asa Asa, what is done is done. Vishalmi Baisel, but this person, this unauthorized expert, has to pay back from his own property. But if he is actually an expert and he is appointed by the court, then he is exempt from payment. Even if he makes a mistake, he is exempt from payment as long as he is genuinely an expert who's been authorized by the court. And Masa Parash Nitla Ha'em Shilas, and there's actually a story where there was a cow and the womb had been removed from this cow. V'achilu Rebbe Tarfon Leklavim. So Rebbe Tarfon paskened. He judged that the animal was a trefer. It was not kosher, fit to be eaten. And because of his psak halacha, so they fed the cow to the dogs. He held that the animal was not kosher. Ubama chamim v'tirua. So they brought the story of Rebbe Tarfon. It came before the rabbis, and they said, no, if it's missing its womb, it's not a trefer, and actually you could have eaten that animal. Sa'ama toido sarofe, in kind of support of the opinion of the sages, Toidus the Rofe, this was he was called the physician in Alexandria over there. He said, Ein para v'chazira yotzim Alexandria ad she'choischin esa'im shela mishvil shelo taylait. He said that an animal, a cow or a pig, doesn't leave Alexandria, which was a major center of Jewish life in Egypt, until they'd cut out its womb. And they did that so that the animals couldn't be bred in other countries. They wanted to, keep the price of the animals high and keep control of the market. So they used to take out its womb and then they used to send it off, and said this physician, told us the physician, that you see from over here that these animals are not treif. So Amar Rebbe Tarfon, Halcha Chamurcha Tarfon. So Rebbe Tarfon, when he heard this, he said, gone is your donkey Tarfon. Meaning, it's like was a popular saying in those days, that he would have to sell his donkey to compensate the owner of the cow, because he said that the cow had to be fed to the dogs. Amala Rebbe Akivas, Rebbe Akivas said to him, Rebbe Tarfon, Patur ata, you are exempt from making any payment. She'ata mumche lebeistin, v'chol ha-mumche lebeistin, patur milashalem. You are an expert of the court, and any expert of the court is exempt from paying. So said Rebbe Akiva to Rebbe Tarfon, therefore, even though you might have made a mistake over here with this case, you are exempt from paying because you are an appointed expert of the court. And hence we see with the story that an appointed expert of the court is exempt from any payment, even if he makes, you know, a mistake.